Welcome to the deep dive. We're here to crack open some dense sources and pull out the key insights for you.
That's the plan.
And today we're doing a deep dive into something really essential, the world of emergency care.
Right. We're using a pretty significant text as our guide here.
Yeah, it's Nancy Caroline's Emergency Care in the Streets, 9th edition AAOS. It's basically a cornerstone text for paramedics.
Exactly. And our mission really is to unpack the critical skills, the competencies that EMS personnel need.
Emergency medical services, yeah.
We're not just going to list things. We want to show you how all this training helps them keep, well, themselves safe, the patients safe, and ultimately the whole community healthy.
And what you, the listener, should get out of this is kind of a shortcut, a way to understand the foundational pillars of paramedic education.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from their own well-being right through to handling, highly infectious diseases.
It's a wide scope.
It really is. So let's get into it. The initial training right from the get-go, it isn't just about like medical steps A, B, C.
No, not at all. It's much more integrated. It covers the whole EMS system, their personal safety, which is huge, and all the tricky legal and ethical stuff, too.
And it's all aimed at ultimately boosting community health.
Yeah. And what's really striking, I think, is how deeply this idea of self-preservation is embedded. The idea that looking after yourself first is key to looking after patients.
Okay.
The very first competency area in the book, even before they get into specific medical conditions, is workforce safety and wellness.
So it's front and center.
Totally. It's not an afterthought. The book frames it as a core medical principle, really. An injured paramedic or one who's compromised somehow. Well, they can't effectively advocate for their patient.
Right.
So their own safety becomes just as critical as, say, knowing how to diagnose something.
That makes a lot of sense. But practically speaking, how much does the book focus on the mental side of that? The resilience needed. Is it just checklists and protocols, or is there more about like psychological readiness?
Oh, it's incredibly holistic. It goes way beyond just standard safety stuff and using your PPE, your personal protective equipment, correctly.
Okay.
The text really delves into stress management techniques.
Hmm.
It talks about preventing not just general work injuries, but specifically response-related injuries.
Like what?
Things like safe driving, obviously, but also how they physically move patients, especially in chaotic scenes, lifting, carrying.
Gotcha.
And they teach paramedics to recognize and describe the different stress responses. The physiological ones, like your heart racing, maybe tunnel vision.
Mm-hmm.
The physical responses, muscle tension, feeling exhausted. And the psychological ones too, anxiety, maybe finding it hard to make decisions.
And this isn't just about them recognizing it in themselves.
No, that's the crucial part. It's about recognizing it in themselves and in the patients they're dealing with. It helps them manage people who might be agitated or really scared much more effectively.
So anticipating stress, basically, their own and others. What about situations that are actually dangerous? Hostile, maybe. Does the training cover that kind of unpredictability?
It absolutely does, yeah. They train on recognizing those dangerous possibilities and what steps to take to, mitigate the risk.
Makes sense.
It's also about meticulously checking if a scene is safe, like especially at traffic accidents.
Yeah.
Making sure it's safe before they even get near a vehicle, preventing injuries before they happen.
So scanning the environment constantly.
Instinctively mapping risks, yeah. And what's maybe even more profound is the focus on particularly stressful calls, things like multiple casualty incidents, or, and this is incredibly tough, dealing with the death of a child.
Wow, that's an immense weight to carry. Does the training offer specific ways to like talk to grieving families, or is it more focused on helping the paramedic cope afterwards?
It actually addresses both. They learn approaches for interacting with grieving family members, how to handle that sensitively, but also practical steps for themselves to try and decrease the chances of developing PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right.
Things like critical incident stress management, CISSM. That provides really vital support after those deeply traumatic calls. It's a very comprehensive approach to their well-being, acknowledging the huge pressure they face.
Okay, so moving from protecting themselves to protecting the public. The book gets into infectious diseases, right? That seems like another huge area.
Definitely. And it's not just about treating symptoms. It's about anticipating the risks.
How so?
Well, recognizing when a patient might have something infectious, even if it's not obvious, but also the really rigorous process for decontamination afterwards.
Decontaminating what? The equipment?
The equipment, yes, but also the ambulance itself. It's a detailed, multi-step process. It even covers what to do if they think they've been exposed themselves. And then there's the assessment and management of specific infectious diseases. This is where it gets really deep. They have to integrate what they find in their patient assessment with an understanding of epidemiology, you know, how diseases actually spread through a population.
Right, the patterns.
And pathophysiology, which is understanding how the disease physically affects the body down to the cellular level.
Wow. So it's not just recognizing disease X.
No, it's using that deeper knowledge to form what they call a field impression and then developing a treatment plan, often right there on the spot.
There were all sorts of things.
Yeah, everything from bloodborne pathogens like HIV and hepatitis B, right through to the challenge of antibiotic-resistant infections, which are always changing.
The depth you're describing, it feels like more than just memorizing facts. It sounds like building a mental toolkit.
That's a good way to put it.
So they can not only spot a disease, but maybe predict how it might behave, the risks involved for everyone, and even understand the social challenges the patient might face later.
Exactly. For something like HIV-related disease or hepatitis, they cover the anatomy, the physiology, epidemiology, pathophysiology, and the psychosocial impact.
Psychosocial. So how it affects their mental health, family, work.
All of that. Their whole social world. Plus, obviously, how the disease presents, the likely outcome or prognosis, and how to manage it in the field.
That's incredibly thorough.
Yes. And that same level of detail is applied to a whole list of other critical infectious diseases. Things like pneumonia, meningococcal meningitis, tuberculosis, tetanus, various viral diseases, too.
Okay, keep going. What else?
Then there are STDs, sexually transmitted diseases, gastroenteritis, stomach bugs, basically fungal infections, rabies, even things like scabies and lice, Lyme disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
It's a long list.
It is. And like I mentioned, those antibiotic-resistant infections are a constant evolving threat they need to understand.
That sheer amount of information sounds, well, frankly, overwhelming. Does the book give them strategies or frameworks to actually manage all that knowledge when they're under pressure? It has to be more than just knowing stuff, right? It has to be practical.
It does. And it comes back to some fundamentals, actually. It reinforces why things like proper hand washing technique or knowing exactly how to take off contaminated gloves safely are taught so early and are so vital.
The basics are still key.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But what really ties all these threads together, you know, from their own safety to stress management to dealing with complex infections, is this one overarching idea.
Which is?
The paramedic isn't just a medical technician doing procedures. They're acting as a kind of public health guardian.
I like that.
They need this deep grasp of wellness, really strict safety protocols, and a solid understanding of the complex changing world of diseases. This knowledge isn't just background info. It's crucial on every single call. It forms this interwoven net of protection.
So, thinking about all this, what does it really mean for you listening right now? We've kind of explored this huge scope of knowledge, right?
Yeah, the rigorous principles behind emergency care.
From the paramedic's own well-being, their safety rules, all the way to navigating this complicated landscape of infectious diseases they deal with every day.
It's, I think, a powerful reminder of the dedication involved, the continuous learning that's required to be on the front lines of medical care. It often goes unseen.
Maybe the next time you see an ambulance, you'll have a bit more appreciation for the, well, the incredibly detailed, life-saving training that's behind every single response.
Yeah. This deep dive really shows how those core principles, safety, wellness, sharp medical assessment, they aren't just textbook topics. They're absolutely vital. They protect everyone in the community.
And it kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it, beyond the sirens, beyond the flashing lights, what other layers of unseen preparation are there for these, you know, unsung heroes who show up for us when we need them most?
There's always more beneath the surface when you look at the commitment it takes to serve on those front lines.